AAA Murray Country, yawning with the stars of the 2023 CMC Rocks. Coming to you from Willow Bank, Ipswich.
Welcome back to our live broadcast from CMC Rocks 2023. Warren Zaitis in the house. How are you, brother?
I'm great, man. Happy to be here.
Welcome to Australia, firstly, and of course, CMC Rocks. What have you? What are your impressions so far?
I think, honestly, crowd engagement. I think that seeing how much you guys love country music over here, it's been honestly amazing and giving me a taste for wanting to come back over here for sure.
All right. Now, your story's an interesting one. I mean, you come from a sporting background. You played a lot of sports, including lacrosse.
Yes, sir.
You got into country music a little bit later. But tell us about your journey as an athlete, first of all, and then making your way into country music.
I think growing up in the household that I was in, sports were a huge pillar and a foundational pillar in my life, considering both my parents were huge athletes growing up. And honestly, if it wasn't for sports, I don't think I'd be the man I am today. I think that they taught me a lot of different things, from discipline to being driven, to, you know, going after what you want and chasing goals and whatnot. So I did play lacrosse for 12 years, and that was my main focus growing up. And I went to school to go play, and that got cut short due to injuries and had to hang it up for good. And always loved to sing and play guitar, but I'll be completely honest, never thought I'd be across the world singing country music, but here we are today.
And it just exploded for you. Things went crazy on TikTok with Ride the Lightning. Can you tell us about that? The first song you ever wrote, just going mental.
I think I got on social media during the pandemic, and you know, the pandemic affected everybody differently, and my story is kind of unique in the sense that I was posting stuff on social media for pure enjoyment and passing the time while I was studying for classes and stuff for school. And never thought anything of it, that it would lead to this. But people started, I always like to say this, people saw something in myself before I saw it in my own self.
Yeah, right.
And I was doing covers, and people wanted original music and stuff. And so I said, I'll give it a try. And lo and behold, here we are.
So you were just kicking around, you know, playing guitar and singing for people that you knew, and didn't realize you sort of had that a kind of appeal that would appeal to the masses.
I truly didn't. No one in my family was ever in the music industry. I didn't know anybody whatsoever. I'll be honest, it's kind of a funny joke, but I grew up watching American Idol, and I thought the only way to get into the music industry was to be on one of those shows.
Right.
So I had no idea this was even a possible outcome, but social media has been eye-opening for so many people in today's world. For any walk of life you want to be in, it can change your life overnight. I'm one of those people.
Absolutely, brother. And you know, still so young as well. I mean, you found this this path in life at a very early age, and I suppose it's happened pretty quickly for you. Yeah. How do you not let that affect you or get to your head or those sorts of things? How do you stay grounded?
I think it starts off with my sports background, the discipline. I think it comes from my faith personally too, the way I was raised, and my parents have been and always will be a huge part of my life, and they honestly, I'll say the same thing, if it wasn't for those two, I wouldn't be the man I am today either. And they make sure to keep me grounded and make sure I stay down to earth and make sure to knock me off my peg a few times, but they're great people, and I owe everything to them.
Being in the spotlight, I suppose, is a different thing for you, adjusting to that. Has that been difficult, or again, do you go back to those values and roots?
I think values and roots, and I think honestly, I love it. I love being able to do this. I love being able to have the platform that I do have, and honestly, wouldn't be capable without everybody who I like to say was once a follower on social media.
Yep.
And then became a fan, because now I'm doing the whole song and dance, but if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in this position either. So they're the ones buying tickets, they're the ones listening to the music and cheering me on, and they're the ones who've got me here and will continue to get me here. And so yeah, fame or not, I just enjoy being able to do what I do.
What do you like to do in your downtime, brother, away from music? What are some of your hobbies, perhaps?
I just love being outside. For me personally, big into working out. That's always big for me, especially being on the road.
Yep.
Mental clarity. Feel good, look good, feel good. Good for the mental health too. You can catch me out on the boat over the summer doing some wakeboarding.
Yeah, cool.
Love being at the beach. Just love being outside. Love being around family and friends.
And what is it you're looking forward to doing while here in Australia, other than playing the shows? Is there anything you need to be getting up to while you're here?
I think just soaking up some downtime and hanging out with my band, and I want to hold a koala for sure, and I want to see some kangaroos. But
yeah,
I just want to hang out, just soak up the environment. You guys are great over here. Trying to figure out if you guys like Americans or not. But
yeah, we love you guys. We love you. Look, we wanted to present you with a gift from Ryan Hooper here, who's a local artist from Ipswich. I'll pass the mic over to Ryan, and he'll explain what he has for you here today.
Okay, so what we've got here, we've got a Coolerman, so that's what's holding this set of timber clapsticks here.
Okay.
Coolerman is our gathering basket, so it's like when you go shopping,
yeah.
Obviously we get a basket from Woolies to go and collect all our stuff. This is pretty much our basket in the bush.
Okay.
So when we're getting our bush tucker and our food, we use that. What we also have is your clapstick, so it's made out of mulga back out home where I'm from. It's probably one of the most dense timbers in Australia. And we use them to keep beat when we're doing our ceremonies for dance and song and all that stuff as well. So obviously being a musician, I wanted to gift you this out as well. So, and then we've got some emu feathers in there as well that's holding it all down.
Okay.
Also,
that's awesome.
I want to obviously show you our traditional musical instrument. So have you seen one of these before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so this is a didgeridoo slab or yudiki. And what we do is we just make noises using our vocal cords and just keeping a rhythm. So we do animal noises, we do your beats, as well as other stuff. So first one, I could just say, it'd be a kangaroo. So.
That's mad cool.
So next one we'll do, so you know what a boomerang is?
No.
That's a piece of timber you throw and it comes right around, comes back to us.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So this is a boomerang, the sound. Okay. Alright, so that's your boomerang. We do the animal noises, so obviously you know about a kookaburra that laughs.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a kookaburra that sits on the tree and he laughs at you. Okay, and then we also got the dingo.
Okay.
Okay, so he'll howl and he'll bark.
Yeah.
Okay, and then to finish it off, so there's a technique we use called circular breathing. So I can play this didgeridoo as long as I want and won't run out of oxygen. So what I do is I build up pressure in my mouth and sets up. And I force the air out and breathe back through my nose at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So it's a... All right, so...
I need to learn that technique.
You watch the didgeridoo, yeah? Okay, so it's a... Okay, so
I need to learn that.
So when we do that, it's like music, so... When you get a pattern going, and it's pretty much a rhythm, and then you just rotate it around a couple of times, and you can do your own little beats. So it's... That's mad cool.
Hey, Warren, we want to thank you so much for coming by, hanging with us here at AAA. We appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks, bro.
AAA, Murray Country, chatting with all the stars at CMC Rocks.